It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the RA facility here in Marshall on the campus of SMSU. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and we've got a boys basketball championship game for you to this afternoon. Section 3AA, the Montevideo Thunderhawks. They're ranked third in Class AA. They have a record of 26 wins and 2 losses. They're going to take on their rivals from the South, 23 wins on the season and just 6 losses. They're going to meet here in a few minutes for the Section 3AA South Championship. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. My sidekick, Bart Hill, unable to be here. He's feeling under the weather. Hope he gets better quick. And so I'm a solo today here at the RA facility in Marshall. Both these teams, Montevideo and Jackson County Central, they met up in the section championship game last year on this floor here in Marshall, and it was a dandy of a game. It was a buzzer beater. Griffin Epema put the Thunderhawks into the state tournament with his last-second shot to beat Jackson County Central. All right, let's go through as the fans are coming into the RA facility here. We're going to have a huge crowd again. You always do here at the RA facility in Marshall for section basketball. The Montevideo fans are behind me, and they're here in big numbers. A lot of purple in behind me right now. Jackson County Central across the gym floor here. Both teams are on the floor warming up. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the Jackson County Central Huskies, as I mentioned, they are currently ranked number 8 in Class AA polls, and they have a 23-6 record. Their starters, number 3, Ben Gallagher. He's a 6-foot senior guard. Number 4, we'll talk about him a lot, Roman Voss, 6'4" senior guard. Number 25, Blaise Rowe. He's a 6'3" sophomore guard. Number 33, Sullivan Hall. He's a post player. Sullivan Hall is 6'10", and he's a senior. 44, Weston Rowe, forward at 6'7", and a senior. So the Huskies have a lot of height. They got 6'7", 6'10", 6'3", 6'4", and 6' on the floor starting for the Huskies. Their coach is Alex Hine, and that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Jackson County Central Huskies. For the Montevideo Thunderhawks, the Thunderhawks, as I mentioned earlier, ranked number 3 in Class AA. What a season they've had. They've put up 26 wins so far, and with just 2 losses. And we'll talk about those 2 losses here in a little bit as well. But here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Number 0, my favorite number, Jackson Coonan. Coonan is 6-foot senior guard. Number 1, Brody Dack. Dack's a 6'2" senior forward. Number 2 is Griffin Epema. He's a 6'1" junior guard. Number 22, a ninth grader, 6'5". Bockel's a 6'7" post player and a senior. The Montevideo Thunderhawks are coached by Derek Webb, assisted by Mark Reitinger, Brandon Ramo, and Brady Keenan. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for the Montevideo Thunderhawks here tonight. This afternoon, I should say. Montevideo, as I mentioned, just 2 losses on the season, and those 2 losses came to Morris area. The first loss was 68-66 back on Thursday, December 11th, and then their second loss came on February 17th up in Morris against the number one seeded team, Morris Tigers. They lost the worst game of the season for the Thunderhawks, 59-35. So Morris actually is going to be playing next. After this game, we won't be broadcasting that game, but Morris will take on Minnewaska area for the North Championship of Section 3AA. So four teams left in Section 3AA, Morris, Minnewaska, Montevideo, and Jackson County Central. The winners of today's game will play next Thursday right back here at the RA facility at 8 o'clock for the right to go to the state basketball tournament. And we will have another game for you tonight at 6 o'clock here in Marshall. It's the Section 3A North Championship. Central Minnesota Christian will take on the Wabasso Rabbits at 6 o'clock. And you'll hear that game right here on Q92 as well. And that wraps up for your Subway pregame show. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be back with section championship basketball from the RA facility here in Marshall in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frog Tossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hanson, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, MB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Kluver Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Oz Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Minneota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. From conception to completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Minneota. American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo. It's a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
Welcome back to the RA facility here in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got a big basketball game coming up here. The Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Jackson County Central Huskies. The national anthem has been played, and we are ready to go. And you already can tell it's going to be a major height advantage for Jackson County Central. But the Thunderhawks are fast and they're quick, and they're the defending Section 3AA champions, the Thunderhawks are. As I mentioned in the Subway pregame show, they defeated Jackson County Central at the buzzer for the section championship game last year. And this year they're playing for the South championship. The regular championship, the Section 3AA championship game will be played Thursday. There'll be four games played here in Marshall today. Two AA this afternoon and the A this evening. We will bring you the 6 o'clock game, Central Minnesota Christian and Wabasso. All right, the Huskies in their away jerseys, white and dark blue, and the Thunderhawks in their home purple. Number 33 is Sullivan Hall. He's 6'10". 6'10". He's going to jump center with Nels Bockel. And here we go. Who's going to play in that championship game on Thursday? A lot of people here at the RA facility in Marshall, and the opening tip-off belongs as Roman Voss, the number one high school football recruit in Minnesota. He's on the floor playing basketball. The Huskies, Thunderhawks are going to go man-to-man, I think. And the Huskies, Ben Gallagher with the ball down to Roman Voss. He kicks it in the corner. And driving to the basket, Gallagher. We got a travel call on Gallagher. Listen to the Montevideo fans behind us. There's a lot of Thunderhawk fans here cheering on the Montevideo Thunderhawks this afternoon. Here's your first offensive possession for Montevideo. Griffin Epimo wears number two. He's their go-to guy. They go down to Bockel, and it's kind of partially blocked there by Weston Rowe of the Huskies. Just underway here in Marshall. Here's a three-pointer by the big 6'7", Weston Rowe. Weston Rowe with a three-pointer. My goodness. He's a football player. And now Griffin tried to pass the ball, and it's picked off there by Rowe. Blaze Rowe. There's two Rowes on the squad. Here's Roman Voss, and the ball's taken away by Jackson Coonan. Coonan steals the ball from Roman Voss. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Roman Voss. That's what they're doing. Roman Voss with the foul. Nice job by Jackson Coonan. Montevideo on offense. They're down 3-0, the Jackson County Central. Defense wins you championships. They go down low. Paco underneath, and he scores. That was a nice pass from number 22, Caleb Coonan. Coonan with a great assist to Nels. Voss in the paint, and a shot blocked and a foul on Nels Paco. 3-2 is your score early on here in this championship game. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. And to the free throw line's number four, Roman Voss. He's 6'4" senior. And the free throw is good. Roman Voss, one of the best football players in the state of Minnesota. And he is going to be a Gopher next year. Playing for P.J. Fleck. Second free throw's up and good. And it's 5-2, a 3-point lead for Montevideo. Montevideo, remember, just with two losses on the season, both losses came to Morris. And they beat Jackson. Here's a long 3-pointer put up by Brody Dack off the glass, no good, rebounded by the Huskies. Earlier this season, back on January 10th in Montevideo, Montevideo beat Jackson County Central by 5 points, 77-72. And now one referee, the ball went out of bounds, and one referee said Montevideo ball, the other referee said Jackson County Central ball, and they're going to give it to the Huskies on their side court. Roman Voss set to inbound it, gets it in to number 33, Sullivan Hall. Hall, back to Voss. Guarding Voss is Griffin Epema. Griffin Epema, what a great athlete he is. Huskies, Monty doing a great job defensively. Voss going to go to the basket, kicks it back out to Ben Gallagher. Down to Weston Rowe, and he stepped out of bounds underneath the Jackson County Central basket. And it'll be Montevideo basketball. They're down 5-2. Coach, head coach Derek Webb right in front of me here. I'm right next to the Montevideo bench, broadcasting on the floor as usual, one of my favorite places. And Brody Dack over to Coonan in the Bockel, and it's blocked by the 6'10" Sullivan Hall. Not going to shoot over him. Now the Huskies, Blaze Rowe over to Weston. Not quite sure if they're brothers or their cousins. 5-2, Jackson County Central. Driving to the basket, hands it off to number 33. Dumps it down low, it's picked off. Stolen there by Caleb Coonan. Caleb Coonan is a 6'5" and a ninth grader. Montevideo goes to Coonan for threes. Wide open, nothing but net. A 3-pointer by the freshman, Caleb Coonan. And we're tied up 5-5. Long 3-pointer by Jackson County Central's Weston Rowe. No good, rebounded by Montevideo. And now we got a travel call on Jackson Coonan. Adam Van Binsbergen and Isaac Albrecht. Albrecht will come in. Albrecht is 6'8" and a sophomore for Montevideo. We're all tied up 5-5 in this Section 3A South Championship game. The winner moves on and plays in that championship game on Thursday. The loser's done. Jackson County Central with the ball in a tie game, 5-5. Sullivan Hall, man, the height advantage is just unbelievable for Jackson County Central. But Montevideo doing a good job of playing defense, denying them the pass. They've stolen a couple, created a couple turnovers. They go down low and banking it in is Weston Rowe. He's got 5 of the 7 points for Jackson County Central. And it's 7-5 Huskies. Griffin Epema stops his dribble. Now over to Coonan. Jackson. Top of the key to number 22, Caleb Coonan. Here's Van Binsbergen. He just came into the game. Coonan drops it down low. And scoring is number 23, Isaac Albrecht, who just came into the game for Montevideo. And again, we're tied 7-7. I can feel both teams kind of just feeling each other out here. Oh, there goes Roman Voss to the basket. He's fouled. He tried to kiss it off the glass, and it rolled away. No good. And Albrecht with the first personal foul. And going to the free throw line once again is Roman Voss. Every major college football team in the country recruited Roman Voss. One of the most recruited kids in the country. And the free throw is good. And he elected to stay home and play for P.J. Fleck and the Gophers. I think they're going to try him at tight end, I believe, I heard. 8-7. Voss's free throw is good. And Roman Voss will get a second free throw here. 4 games played today in Marshall. And the free throw is good. Voss with 4 points, all from the free throw line. And it's 9-7. The Huskies retake the lead over the Thunderhawks. Griffin Epema has yet to score in the game. He leads. And there's a long three-pointer by Jackson Voss. Jackson Coonan. It rattles in and out. No good. Rao with the rebound for the Huskies. Roman Voss, top of the key. Pulled it down. Now driving the basket's number five. He floats it in. Carter Buell. Number five, Carter Buell. With the ball, with the basket. And Montevideo, Griffin Epema goes down low, and they lost the ball, not a block out of bounds. Three substitutes coming back in. Brody Dack, number 13, Colin Day, and number 31, Tossin Christensen, into the game for Montevideo. So Coach Webb, Epema in the paint. Nice move by Griffin Epema, and there's his first basket of the game. And it's 11-9, Jackson County Central, coming up on 12 minutes to play in the first half. Montevideo students to my left here on the end court. It's a blackout. Everyone's dressed in black. Voss in the paint. Epema guarding him. Voss uses his left hand, missed the shot. Rao's there for the cleanup and putback. Weston Rao having a nice first half so far to the start of the game for Jackson County Central. He's 6'3" and just a 10th grader. A lot of video on offense. They're down 13-9. Caleb Coonan drops it down low to Jackson, his brother, and Jackson. Brody Dack, excuse me, that was Brody Dack with the basket. Brody Dack scoring for Montevideo. And it's 13-11. Huskies over to Thunderhawks. Paul Ramel here this afternoon in Marshall. Voss. Oh, he runs over. There's an offensive foul on Roman Voss. Griffin Epema held his ground, and Voss used his left hand and pushed him down as Roman Voss was dribbling the basketball to go to the hoop, and Voss is going to come out of the game. That's his second personal foul here in the first half. Good job there by Griffin Epema defensively for Montevideo. So the Thunderhawks down 13-11. Epema brings the ball up the floor, crossover dribble, and he's going to explode to the basket, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Caleb Coonan! And the ninth grader just hit his second three-pointer in the first half here. Big basket for Montevideo. That puts them in the lead, 14-13. Here's a jump shot by number five. It's good by Carter Buell. Carter Buell with his second basket of the game, and the Huskies retake the lead. Here's Coonan from way out! Oh, he's feeling it! The ninth grader, Caleb Coonan, with another three-pointer, and it's 17-15. He was way beyond the college line there. Man, keep giving them the ball, Caleb Coonan. And it's 17-15 Montevideo. Huskies in the paint. A one-hand shot by Gallagher. No good. Rebounded by Epema. Here's Griffin up the floor for Montevideo. And spin move in the paint. Pops it out. Here's Brody Dack for three! Brody Dack and the Montevideo Thunderhawks are hitting the three-pointers. And a timeout by Jackson County Central. And the Thunderhawks lead 20-15. And the threes are falling for the Thunderhawks right now. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more section basketball from Montevideo right after this. 20-15 Montevideo.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
20-15, Montevideo leading Jackson County Central. And Western Rao with another basket as we come out of the timeout by Jackson County Central. Montevideo's hit 4 3-pointers. And now Griffin Epema driving to the basket and knocking the ball out of his hands was Ben Gallagher. 20-17, Montevideo. Both teams are state-ranked. They lob it into Epema at the top of the key. Now over to number 13. He drives, kicks it down low, and scoring is Montevideo's Austin Christensen. And that was a nice assist, I think, by Colin Day. 22-17, Montevideo. Montevideo bench here to my left. They're standing, they're cheering their teammates out on the floor. Listen to them to my left. You can hear them. Jackson County Central with the basketball. Ben Gallagher. Now Epema steals the ball. The momentum is changing here. Epema down low and up and a block. Back out to Koonin. Koonin for three. Off the back iron. No good. A miss there by Caleb Koonin. Koonin with 3 3-pointers here in the first half. That would have been his fourth. And the gym behind me, or the fans behind me, would have made a lot of noise, and now a foul on Brody Dack. 22-17 is your score. 22-17, Montevideo. Dack is going to, Colin Day comes out. Dack comes out for Montevideo. Jackson County Central will inbound the ball underneath their own basket, and they haven't scored a while. It's 22-17. They inbound it to Rao at the free throw line. Now over to number 5, Fuel. And going to the basket with, and Griffin Epham is going to pick up a foul here. This is getting a physical game. These Jackson County Central guys, Roman Voss and Weston Rao, they're football players, folks. And they're wide-bodied, and they're strong, and they're big. And then you throw in 6'10" Sullivan Hall for the Huskies. But the Thunderhawks are shooting well, and they're quick. They're fast and quick. Here's Jacob Kruger inbounding the ball for the Huskies underneath their own basket. Looking to get it in and having a hard time. Now it does. And it's blocked there by Caleb Koonin. Caleb Koonin's doing it on both ends. And an opening there, and a shot no good, and Bacco can't get the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Huskies keep the basketball. Large crowd here. Not just Jackson County Central fans and Montevideo fans, but other fans as well. To watch an outstanding game here. Huskies inbounded. Here's Blaze Rao over to Weston, and a three-point shot on its way. No good. The ball's loose. Picked up by the Huskies. They keep possession. And then they throw it away. Turnover, Jackson County Central. Montevideo will have the ball. They lead 22-17 with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Epema. Griffin being held to 2 points. He averages 22 points a game, Griffin Epema. Epema goes to the basket, kicks it out on the baseline. Caleb Koonin drives, going to drop it down low to Bacco, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Husky. Roman Voss is going to come back into the game for Jackson County Central. Montevideo has the ball underneath their basket. They have a 22-17 lead, and they lob it in to Griffin Epema. Here's Bacco over to number 31. Epema on the right wing. Griffin puts up a long three and it's off the mark. Tipped out. Koonin gets it. Back to Epema. Epema drives to the basket. Koonin, top of the key, three. Yes! Bob Cronin is on fire for Montevideo. 4 3-pointers, and it's 25-17. Montevideo. Roman Voss dribbles the ball to the right side. Stops his dribble. Roman Voss back into the game. Weston Ralph dribbles down low. Lost the ball. Picked up by Epema. Fast break. And Montevideo throws it out of bounds. Epema's pass to number 31, Costin Christensen, was too far. And it went out of bounds. Football pass there by Epema. 6:35 to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. 25-17 Montevideo. The Huskies on offense. Roman Voss with the basketball player. One of the best athletes in Minnesota. He's a senior. Puts up a shot. No good. Off the iron. There's Epema with the rebound. He's looking down the floor. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Griffin Epema to Kunin. Kunin brothers, of course, their sister is Avery Kunin, that play one of the best college basketball players. Kunin with another three. What's going on? Oh, my goodness. Kunin with 5 3-pointers. That gives him 15 points. Wow. Voss drives to the basket, lays it up and in, and quiets the crowd. Oh, I would just keep feeding Caleb the basketball. Keep shooting, Caleb Kunin. And he's only a ninth grader, folks. His sister's playing in the Summit League tournament today. I think they started at 12:30. Here's Epema. Kunin for another three. That's off the mark. Missed that one. And Roman Voss with the rebound. Voss will bring it up the floor himself. 28-19 Montevideo. Voss kicks it in the corner. The number 25, he puts up a three-pointer. This is Raul. No good. Rebounded by Kunin. Caleb walking the ball up the floor. Pulls it back out. Kunin trying to get a screen and almost threw the ball away. It was tipped away by Raul of the Huskies. Back in for Jackson County Central, Ben Gallagher. Out is Jacob Kruger. Montevideo will inbound the ball on the side. Brody Dack gets the ball from the referee. Dack wearing a heavy knee brace on that left knee. Out to Epema. Top of the key, Griffin. Driving to the basket's number. Oh, a scoop by Jackson Kunin. Oh, what a play by Jackson Kunin. The Kunin boys are playing well for Montevideo right now. And it's 30-19. Voss in the paint. Puts up, forces a shot. Missed his first shot. Gets his rebound and puts it back up and in. Roman Voss with 8. Oh, we got a foul. I didn't even hear the whistle. Oh, Griffin Epema just picked up his second personal foul. And so with 4:26, I didn't see that at all. Roman Voss back at the free throw line. He has hit 4 free throws, and he's 5 for 5 from the free throw line, Roman Voss. Griffin Epema is going to come out of the game, and Caleb Kunin out as well for Montevideo with 4:26 to go in the first half. 30-20, a 10-point lead. Roman Voss, second free throw on its way, and it's good. Roman Voss with 8 points here. I think that's wrong on the scoreboard. 4:23 to play. Here's Brody Dack bringing the ball and trying to go to the basket. That's in the paint. Almost lost the ball. Keeps it. Looking for somebody to pass to. And now it's stolen by Rao, and he goes in for a basket. Blaise Rao. Blaise Rao with a basket, and Coach Derek Webb calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break with 4:04 to play in the first half. It's 30-23 Montevideo. You're listening to Montevideo Thunder Hawk basketball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Welcome back to the RA facility here in Marshall. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports Section Basketball Playoff. Montevideo leading 30-23, and a shot put up there by Jackson Kuhn, and that was a three-pointer, no good. Roman Voss with the basketball. He goes down for a layup, missed it, and it's knocked out of bounds by his teammate. And Montevideo will bring the ball up the floor. They lead 30-23. Here in the first half, Section 3A South Championship game. The winner will play Thursday for the right to go to the state tournament. Right back here in Marshall. Kuhnen, Caleb, he's been on fire. He's now a foul on Rao, Weston Rao. His first personal foul. Boy, Caleb Kuhnen, number 22, 6'5", ninth grader, gets inbound pass, wanted to shoot the three, drops it down low to Nels, Bacco blocks, gets the ball, this back out to Kuhnen, now in the corner. This is Dak, Brody Dak, 7 seconds on the shot clock, and we've got a 3-second violation, I think, called on Jackson County Central. Actually, I'm not sure why they called the ball, blew the whistle there. Might have been a 3-second call. Anyway, Jackson County Central gets the ball. Coming up on 3 minutes to play in the first half. Quick first half of basketball. Not many whistles. Roman Voss. Oh, Montevideo switched to his own defense here off that timeout. Voss, top of the key. Kicks it to Rao, the big guy in the corner, puts up a three. Weston Rao with a three, and he's got 12 points. 30-26, Montevideo. Dak gets a screen from Bacco. Dak, top of the key to Caleb. Pop one, Caleb. He's already got 5 threes in the first half. Jackson Kuhnen drives baseline and then was forced out of bounds. Turnover, Montevideo. Griffin Epema is going to come back in the game. Remember, Griffin playing with two personal fouls with 2:27 to play. Griffin Epema being held to 2 points here in the first half when he averages 22 a game. Well, the Huskies walk the ball across midcourt. They're down to Montevideo 30-26. Voss on the right wing puts up a three-pointer. Good. You get him going. Look out. Roman Voss has cut the lead to one. 30-29. 2 minutes to play. Epema is back in the game. He's got the ball to Brody Dak. Back to Epema. If they can get Griffin going here offensively. And he drops it down low. I think he traveled. He did. Epema whistled for a travel. He made a nice assist to Nels Bockel down low and took a skip and a hop. So Jackson County Central can come down the floor now and take the lead. Down by 1 point with 1:40 to go here in the first half. Rao, Weston. Baseline. Lost the ball. Gets it back and loses it. Fast break for Montevideo. Epema puts it up, slams it down. A slam dunk on the fast break by Montevideo's Griffin Epema. 32-29 Montevideo. 1:15 to play in the first half. Voss over to number three. This is Jack Gallagher. Good defense by Montevideo. Coming up on a minute left. 32-29. Voss. Oh, I thought he was going to shoot a three. He didn't. He passed it off. And a shot and a block out of bounds by Nels Bacco. He blocked the 6'10" Sullivan Hall shot. Hall is 6'10" for Jackson County Central. And a nice block there I know. A debacle. Jackson County Central inbound it. They lob it in the Roman Voss in the paint. Roman lost the ball. Gets it back. What a steal there by Brody Dax. Dax steals the ball from Roman Voss and Montevideo with the possession with 44 seconds to go. Shot clock's at 25. Kunin has been on fire. He's got 5 3-pointers. Going against the 6'10" post player, puts up a shot and scores! Just a field goal. No three-pointer for Caleb. We'll take it though, huh? And the shot clock is off. 34-29, Montevideo, and Jackson County Central is going to go for one last shot here. And Montevideo will go into the locker room with a lead. Voss, 13 seconds. 10 seconds. Voss lobs it. Stolen! Oh, no! We're going to have a foul on Montevideo. I thought that was a clean steal by Jackson Kunin. Jackson Kunin called for the foul. Eppelman is going to come out of the game with nine seconds to play. And Jackson County Central is going to inbound the ball. They'll have 9 seconds to work with. They're down 34-29. They get the ball. They lob it in to Voss at the top of the key. 7 seconds. Voss goes to the basket. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Gallagher. Off the mark. No good. And there's your... Oh! Brody Dack threw the ball the full length of the court, and it almost went in at the buzzer. Wouldn't have that been something. That was a full court last-second shot by Brody Dack, and it went off the backboard. My goodness. So Montevideo is going to take the lead in the halftime, 34-29 at the half. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever. For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Ottertail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. Whether you're getting ready for Easter or a vacation or staycation, Monica has it all. Whether you're looking for a cute dress for Easter, whether you're looking for a cute travel outfit, or a cozy jog suit to stay home in, Monica's has it all. from shoes to boots to skorts to dresses to pants to jackets to jeans. You name it, I got it. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramel here at the RE facility in Marshall. And we have the Section 3 AA South Championship game, and we're at halftime. It's Montevideo 34, Jackson County Central 29. The winner will play for the championship game, championship on Thursday right back here in Marshall, either against Morris or Minnewaska area. Morris and Minnewaska will play after this game here this afternoon in AA. Well, it was an interesting first half, that's for sure. Took a while for Montevideo to get going, but let's go through the scoring for the Huskies. Blaze Rao has 2 points, Carter Buell with four, Weston Rowe with 12 points, and Roman Voss with 11. So Weston Rowe, the big guy, going to play college football at South Dakota State University. He actually hit two threes in the first half, and he's the leading scorer for Jackson County Central with 12 points. For Montevideo, they have 7 players that are in the scoring column. Jackson Coonan with 2 points, Brody Dack with 5, Griffin Epema with 4, Nels Bockel with 2, Isaac Albrecht with 2, Tossin Christensen with 2, and your leading scorer, and what a first half, Caleb Coonan. Caleb is a ninth grader, and he's 6'5". And he's, of course, the brother of Avery Coonan, who's playing right now in the Summit League tournament in Sioux Falls for North Dakota State University. She was the player of the year in the Summit Conference, defensive player of the year. I keep going. She's having a tremendous season. Caleb's sister is Avery. But Caleb, let's talk about Caleb. 17 points. He hit 5 3-pointers. I think he missed 2. So he had about 7 or 8 attempts, and he hit 5 of them in the first half and then had a field goal there right before halftime. He leads Montevideo with 17 points. And so that's your score, 34-29. Montevideo leading Jackson County Central. As I mentioned, there's going to be 4 games played here at the RA facility in Marshall today. The second game is Minnewaska area taking on Morris in the AA game. And then tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, and you'll hear this game right here on Q92, Central Minnesota Christian will play Wabasso at 6 o'clock in the north half of Section 3A. Second game at 8 o'clock tonight is Hills Beaver Creek taking on Southwest Minnesota Christian. So that's in boys basketball. Girls basketball, if you were with us the other night, Thursday, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays in the state girls tournament, state basketball tournament. They beat Hills Beaver Creek on Thursday. And the seedings came out for the state girls tournament. Central Minnesota Christian got seeded 6th. They're going to play at Maturi Pavilion at 4 o'clock on Thursday. That's their first game, and they're going to take on Kellyer Northholm. They're seeded 3rd. The number 1 seed went to Mountain Iron Buell. The 2 seed went to Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. The 4 seed, Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, New Richland Heartland. They got the 5th seed and Mayor Lutheran the 7th. So the state girls basketball tournament for Class A begins on Thursday at Maturi Pavilion with 4 games. And good luck to the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jay girls team. That'll wrap up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street. Hope you enjoyed Fashionista Friday yesterday with Monica. And we're talking Easter. So if you need an Easter outfit, Monica's is the place there on Chestnut Street in Dawson. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios for a couple minutes. Montevideo leading 34-29 in this Section 3 AA championship game here in Marshall. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota. Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
Caddick's Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddick's Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Paul Ramo back here at the RA facility in Marshall on this Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. We've got another half of basketball here. And Montevideo has the lead right now, 34-29 over Jackson County Central. And this is for the Section 3AA South Championship game. The North Championship game, we will not be broadcasting the game, but it'll be played here next between Morris, number one ranked team in the state, taking on Minnewaska. All right, here we go. The Huskies. Jackson Roman Voss standing right next to me here. And Montevideo with their starters back out. Jackson Coonan, Brody Dack, Griffin Epema, Caleb Coonan, and Nels Bockel. And Montevideo in their home purple uniforms. They have a 34-29 lead, and they get the possession to start the game. And here we go, folks. Buckle up. Here's Coonan for three. He had five in the first half. He has six. 20 points as Caleb Coonan starts the second half with a three-pointer. Man, I sound like a broken record, but keep giving him the ball. 37-29, Montevideo. Jackson County Central in their white away jerseys. Roman Voss with the ball, crossover dribble in the paint. Voss kicks it back out to Gallagher. Here's Weston. Rao with a three. No good. Bockel with the rebound. 37-29. Our Montevideo. I'd find Caleb Coonan. Jackson goes to the basket, try to kiss it off the glass. No good. Bockel with the rebound. He's fouled from behind by the 6'10" Sullivan Hall. That's right, 6'10". And he is a senior. Going to the free throw line will be number 33, Nels Bockel, 6'7" senior post player for Montevideo. And his free throw is good. And he's got 3 points. Second free throw by Nels on its way, and that's good. 39-29. It's a 10-point lead for the Montevideo Thunderhawks, looking to play in the section championship game on Thursday. They are the defending Section 3AA champions. Roman Voss for college three, and he hits it. That was from the college line. And he's got 14 points. They have a new floor here put in this year at SMSU. Epema. Brody Dack lost the handle on the ball. He was going to break to the basket. And Brody, just the ball just got away from him, and it went out of bounds. Turnover there by the Thunderhawks. 39-32 the score. Thunder Hawks leading the Huskies. These two teams met last year for the section championship. Montevideo winning at the buzzer on Griffin Epema's last second shot. It was thrilling. We were doing that game. It was amazing to send Montevideo to the state basketball tournament. Jackson County Central with the ball. They just about lost it. Gallagher to Roman Voss. You can tell coming out of break that they're going to give the ball to Voss, and he's going to drive to the basket, lays it up and in. 16 points for Roman Voss, and it's a five-point lead. Last three trips here in the second half, they've gotten the ball to Roman Voss. Kunin stops his dribble. Now to Griffin Epema. See if we can get Griffin going. Kunin lost the ball to Roman Voss. Voss is going to go in for the layup and makes it. And all of a sudden, 10-point lead is three. 39-36. Epema trapped. Throws it deep in the corner. Here's Brody Dack. Bockel down low. Shot. He missed the shot and he's fouled. And number 33, Nels Bockel, will go to the free throw line for Montevideo with a three-point lead, 39-36. Bockel at the free throw line. Great crowd here today, this afternoon in Marshall. And the free throw is missed by Matt Nels. A lot of Montevideo fans sitting right behind me making a lot of noise. It's 39-36. Montevideo. Bockel's second free throw is on its way, and that's no good. Rebounded by the 6'10" post player, Sullivan Hall. Now the Huskies can tie it up with a three-pointer. As they cross the mid-court line, Ben Gallagher to Voss. Roman looking to go to the basket. Does, and kisses it off the glass. Roman Voss with 2, 4, 6, 9 points here in the second half. And it's just a one-point lead now, 39-38. And head coach Derek Webb of Montevideo wants a timeout. So we'll take a commercial break with 14:55 to play in the game. It's Montevideo 39, Jackson County Central 38. We'll be right back.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapow County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to Marshall, everyone. Paul Raymore here for Q92 Sports. It was a 10-point lead for Montevideo, and now it's just a 1-point lead thanks to Roman Voss. 9 points in the second half. He's got 20 altogether. As I mentioned, you could tell the strategy coming out of halftime for Jackson County Central is to get Roman Voss the ball, and so far it's worked. So Coach Derek Webb calling a timeout. Now if we can get Montevideo's Griffin Epema going here. Griffin averages 22 points a game. He's got four. He's got the basketball off the timeout here. Griffin Epema kicks it in the corner to Caleb Kunin. Kunin going to the basket. Back out to number 11. Montevideo passing the ball around. Here's Dak. Dak to number zero, Jackson Kunin for three! Jackson Kunin hit the three. He's got five. 42-38. Boy, Montevideo needed that. Basket bad. Jackson County Central. Montevideo. Rao down low. The big guy throws it up off the glass and scores. He's got 14 points. Weston Rao. And he's a big kid, 6'7". 42-40, Montevideo, 2-point lead in the possession. Dak in the paint. Drops it down low to Nels. Nels scores! Bockel! Nice job by Brody Dak on the assist. Back to a 4-point lead for Montevideo. 13:40 to play in this basketball game. It's a close one, folks. Here's Roman Voss, goes to the basket, he makes the basket, and he's fouled. And it's all Roman Voss here for in the second half. And it's 44-42, and Voss will go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. Adam Van Spinsbergen comes in, and Isaac Albrecht back in for Montevideo. And Roman Voss will try to make it a three-point play with his free throw here. And his free throw is on its way, and it is good. Wow. What a second half. We've got 13 minutes to play for Roman Voss. It's a one-point lead, 44-33. And the ball's loose, and we got a quick timeout by Jackson County Central. Roman Voss tied the ball up. We'll take another quick break. 44-43, Montevideo. We'll be back after this.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Well, Ramo back here in Marshall. We got a basketball game, folks. Section 3AA South Championship. It's a one-point lead for Montevideo. 44-43. Timeouts over by Jackson County Central. Thunderhawks turned the ball over. Roman Voss with the ball. Wow, what a second half he's had. He's got the ball. He's going to put up a three-pointer, and that's no good. And it's tipped up and in by number 30 of the game, the 6'10" post player. And Jackson County Central has taken the lead. Three-pointer by Montevideo's Jackson Coonan's no good. One-point lead now for Jackson County Central, 45-44. Voss is willing his team here. Here's a shot from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Epema. Here's Griffin Epema. Now Thunderhawks are down by a point as they bring the ball across half court. 12:30 to play. Foul. Ben Gallagher fouling Griffin Epema. Look at the crowd here, folks. There's a lot of people here for the section championship game. Sullivan Hall, their 6'10" post player coming out. So the Thunderhawks will see if they can take advantage of that now as the Sullivan is going to get a break. Montevideo with the ball. Epema goes to the basket, lays it up. It's blocked by Weston Rao out of bounds. Wow, that was a monster block there. Montevideo keeps the basketball. Down by a point. They can take the lead with a basket. Adam Van Spinsbergen lobs it into Griffin. Epema. In the paint, tries for the basket. It's blocked again by Weston. Now they're going to call a foul on him. And the big guy, Weston Rao, can't believe it. And that's going to put Griffin Epema to the free throw line. That's... Oh, they called it on Gallagher. Ben Gallagher, they called it on. Number three. Free throw is good by Griffin. That's his first point here in the second half. He has five. 45-45. We are tied up, folks. Tie ball game, and Epema's second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Roman Voss. Here comes the Division I football recruit. He'll be a Gopher next year for Coach P.J. Fleck. He has the basketball. He has 23 points in the game. Drops it off to Gallagher. He drives to the basket, and Gallagher puts it up and in. That's Ben Gallagher's first point for the game, and it's a two-point lead for Jackson County Central. 47-45, under 12 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Coonan kicks it to the right wing. Now Jackson County Central really picking up the defensive pressure here. They bounce it into Epema. Epema goes to the basket. What a play by Montevideo. That was a beautiful pass, assist there from Isaac Albright to Griffin Epema, and we're tied again, 47-47. 11-13 to play. Voss drives to the basket. Got a shot block, picks up his rebound, and he shoots again, and that time he's fouled. And Roman Voss is living at the free throw line for Jackson County Central. Albrecht just picked up his second personal foul for Montevideo. Which team is going to play in the section championship game Thursday? Well, it's a close one here, folks. Voss's free throw is good. He got 24 points. He had 11 in the first half. Got 13 points in the second half. Roman Voss had 11 in the first, 14 here in the second, and we still got 11 minutes to play in the game. He has taken over. Free throw is missed. Rebounded by Epema. Well, Montevideo can take the lead again. Number of lead changes here in the second half. They throw it down. Coonan was going to cork a three, but decided to give it to Dak, and Brody scores. Nice assist there by Caleb Coonan. Voss. Jackson County Central with the ball. Kicks it back out to Sullivan. He puts up a one-hand shot. No good. Apple with the board. And Montevideo with their one-point lead. 49-48. And they have possession here. Montevideo, Epema, left wing to Coonan. Caleb lobs it under the deck. Should have been a whistle, nothing there. Fast break for Jackson County Central. And a follow-up and scoring is number five, Carter Buell. Wow, should have been a whistle there. Coach Derek Webb not happy. 50-49 again. Another lead change here as we are under 10 minutes to play in the basketball game. 50-49. This might go down to the last shot like it did last year. Montevideo with the ball. And Brody Dak bumped and he lost the ball out of bounds. Carter Buell defending Brody Dak. And now Jackson County Central leading by a point, 50-49. And they have the basketball as Roman Voss brings it up the floor. Voss dribbling the ball, puts up a three. My, he missed it. Big rebound by Griffin Epema. Epema looking up the floor. Montevideo can take the lead. Now they go to Jackson. Coonan on the right wing. Jackson drives to the paint. And here's a three-pointer by Christensen. Good! Hassan Christensen for three. And it's 52-50. 9:06 to go in the game. Voss in the paint. Kicks it out in the corner to Carter Buell. They go down low to Weston Rao, and he's fouled. Got an update in the Summit League. Of course, you got Jackson Coonan and Caleb Coonan playing here. Their sister, Avery, NDSU leading St. Thomas 41-37 after the third quarter. Close game there for the Bison and Avery Coonan. Jackson County Central throws the inbound pass, and it's picked off by Brody Dak. Montevideo with a two-point lead. And the ball, here's Caleb. Coonan dribbles it back out. Coonan over to the right wing to number 31, Tossin. Dak drives to the basket. He has an opening, lays it up, off the glass, no good. No whistle there, my goodness. And the Huskies with the ball on the baseline. They kick it in the corner. They're down by two. Weston Rao underneath puts it up. No good. Nice shot. Nice block there by Coonan. Caleb with a nice defensive rebound. They go down low to Cliff, number 31. Hutchinson scores again. And it's 54-50. 4-point lead for Montevideo with now 8 minutes to go in the game, folks. 8 minutes on the clock. 4-point lead for Montevideo. Jackson County Central with the ball. Buell, number five, in the corner. Then they lob it under the Roman Voss. And I think Brody Deck fouled Voss trying to go for the ball. Bacco comes back in. Here comes a 6'10" post player for Jackson County Central, Sullivan Hall, back into the game as well. Everything's on the line here, folks. You lose, your basketball season is done. Right now, it's a 4-point lead for Montevideo, 54-50, and Jackson County Central inbounds the ball. Roman Voss, Griffin Ebbam almost stole the ball. Now the Huskies get it back. Round on the Voss. Voss goes up against Bacco, and Voss scores. It's 26th point of the game. My goodness. 54-52. Getting down to crunch time. 2-point lead for Montevideo. Will they play Thursday in the championship game? Dak being guarded by Roman Voss. Epima. Griffin. Here's a 3-pointer, and that's way short. That was by Christensen. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Jackson County Central ball. 54-52 is your score. Montevideo with that 2-point lead. Now Montevideo on defense. As Jackson County Central brings the ball up the floor, we're going to have a full timeout by head coach Allie Kine of the Huskies. With a full timeout, it's Montevideo leading by two, 54-52, with 6:53 to play. You're listening to Montevideo Thunder Hawk basketball right here on Q92.
Farmers, are you looking for pallet racking for your shop or maybe a motor for your farm operation? Look no further than Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. Owner Brandon Peterson has been selling and repairing motors since 1994. Pete's Electric Motor has a large inventory of motors on hand. So for motors, pallet racking, store shelving, and other farm accessories, contact Brandon Peterson of Pete's Electric Motor at 507-872-5188. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and located 1.5 miles north of Mineota on County Road 3. Find them on Facebook, Pete's Electric Motor Mineota. We service what we sell.
54-52, Montevideo leading Jackson County Central with 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play. And another exciting game between Montevideo and Jackson County Central. Earlier this year, Montevideo beat the Huskies 77-72, and that was a battle. That game was played in Montevideo. And, of course, we all know what happened last year in the Section 3AA championship game. A buzzer beater as Griffin Ephema hit the last shot to win it and send Montevideo to the state tournament. Timeout's over. Voss down low, wide open, opening there, 28 points. And it's probably one of the most impressive halves of basketball I have seen so far this year. Roman Voss with 28 points. He had 11 in the first half. So now we're tied, 54-54. Montevideo with the ball. Jackson Coonan going to go in the paint. Stops his dribble, can't find anybody to pass to. Now Dak goes to the basket. He lays it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Sullivan Hall. Tie ball game. 54-54. They go down lower to 6'10" post player, and he scores. Sullivan Hall with 4 points. And Jackson County Central has retaken the lead. 56-54 on Montevideo. Griffin Epema in the paint at the free throw line, trying to go to the basket. Kicks it out to Brody Dak. Dak from the free throw line. Back to Epema, way out at midcourt. Montevideo start offense over. Epema goes to the basket. He's fouled. And Griffin Epema will go to the free throw line with his team down by 2 points, 56-52. Number two, Griffin Epema. Big free throws down the stretch with 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Epema missed the free throw. Hit the front of the rim. and fell away. Caleb Coonan back in for Montevideo along with number 13, Colin Day. Second free throw for Griffin Epema. On its way, and that rattled in and out, no good. Epema missed both free throws. And the Huskies have their two-point lead and the basketball. As Roman Bach brings it up the floor. Number four, Roman Bach. What a second half he's had. Montevideo stretching out their defense. Bosch drives baseline, kicks it in the corner, top of the key, three, and that's off the mark. Rebounded there by Gallagher, and he pulls it back out. That three-pointer was by Blaisrau. Gallagher down low to Sullivan, and Sullivan scores. Sullivan Hall, that is. And it's a four-point lead for Jackson County Central, 58-54, with 4:50 to go in the basketball game. Griffin Epema, Montevideo down by four. Coonan tries to the basket and scores. Caleb Coonan. Big basket for Montevideo. That gives Coonan 22 points. 58-56. Sullivan outside the three-point arc. Or Gallagher, this is. Gallagher, I'm sorry. Now to Raul. Blaisrau. Gallagher in the paint. Drops it down low. And Voss shoots. No good. And he kick it out to Raul for three. And the big guy hits a three-pointer. Big basket for Jackson County Central. 61-56. Here's Dak in the paint. The left wing. Three-pointer in the corner. That won't go. Rebounded by Weston Raul. Weston Raul will play football at South Dakota State University next year. He is one big guy. Right now, Montevideo needs to stop with 3:40 to play. They go down to Boss, easy basket. He has taken over, folks. Timeout by Derek Webb. Montevideo down 63-56 with 3:38 to play in the game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup, and you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Well, it's all Roman Boss here in the second half for Jackson County Central. He has his team up 63-56. With 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go in this section championship game, section South championship game. Montevideo needs to go to the basket. They need some stops. Weston Raul and Roman Voss, they've kind of taken over, both seniors. So there's 3:37 to play, clock running. Montevideo needs a basket. Every possession now is important. There goes Epema to the basket. Scores, and he's fouled! Griffin Epema, what a drive to the basket by Epema. Lays it up and in, and he was fouled by Isaiah Sain. Epema will go to the free throw line. 9 points for Epema. These are big free throws. It's 63-58. Free throw. Everyone gets quiet. Epema's free throw's good. It's a three-point play. 10 points for Epema. Now Montevideo needs to stop. They're down 63-59. A four-point lead for Jackson County Central. Clock running. 3:20. 3:19. Time running out. Voss kicks it in the corner. Here's a wide-open three attempt, and it's good. Big basket for number 25, Blaise Rao. Oh, that was a huge basket. in this game. 3 minutes to play. 66-59. Kunin at the top of the key. Kunin down to Epema. Time running out here. Here's Jackson. Spin move. He's bumped and he's a traveling call. A traveling call on Kunin. A lot of video fans not liking that. That's a turnover. 66-59. Jackson County Central leading the Montevideo Thunderhawks. 2 minutes, 47 seconds to play. Jackson County Central, a little full court pressure here by Montevideo. Voss lobs it in the air. It's intercepted. Picked off by Montevideo. Here's Jackson Kunin for three. And we got a whistle before the shot. Not sure what happened there. Was that, did he step out of bounds? He might have stepped out of bounds. So turnover there by Montevideo. Jackson County Central inbound the ball in front of Montevideo's bench. And a long football pass to Voss. He scores and he's fouled by Griffin Epema. My goodness. That was a football. I didn't see who threw that ball, but he threw it the full length of the court. Roman Voss with 32 points. And it's 68-59. Voss can make it a 10-point lead with 2:42 to play from the free throw line. Free throw, Roman Voss on its way, and it's good. 69-59. Thunderhawks, they have their work cut out for them now. They have the ball, and they go down, and oh, he's poked in the eye. Adam Van Spinsbergen is fouled, and Adam is, he got caught in the face there. Adam got it in the eye. Looks like he's asking the referee if he could have a minute. If he can walk it off here, and Adam Van Spinsbergen will go to the free throw line once he can see. He got poked in the eye pretty good. And Adam's going to go to the free throw line. Still rubbing his eyes, and he's hopefully he's going to be okay. I had a good look at that. He got hit in the head hard, right in the eye. Here's the free throw, and that is no good. And last touch by Montevideo, going for the rebound. 2 minutes, 31 seconds to go. It's a 10-point lead for the Huskies, 69-59. Montevideo had 52 points at the 9-minute mark, and so they've only scored 7 points in about 8 minutes. Voss brings it across midcourt. Jackson County Central going to run his time here. Leading by 10. Get that shot clock down as low as they could. 2:14 to play. They're trying to get the ball into Roman Voss's hands, but Montevideo doing a nice job. There's a a timeout by Jackson County Central. It's a full timeout. 10-point lead, 69-59, Jackson County Central. We'll be back right after a word from our fine sponsors.
Protect diesel engines with premium Senex lubricants. Choose SuperLube TMS, a conventional heavy-duty diesel engine oil engineered to deliver protection for new, current, and older diesel engines. SuperLube TMS protects against soot, prevents sludge deposits, and slows oil thickening. The power needed to weather long hours and heavy, dusty road conditions. The power of Senex lubricants keeps engines running like a well-oiled machine.
Visit Ag Plus in Mineota, Canby, and Ghent.
Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
Paul Ramel back here in Marshall, Section 3AA South Championship game. Montevideo had the lead most of the second half until Roman Voss took over. So far, Voss has scored 22 points just in the second half, and he has 33 altogether. Montevideo down by 10, 69-59. And Weston Rao will get the ball, inbound the ball. 2:06 to go, 10 seconds on the shot clock for Jackson County Central. They go down low, and Ben Gallagher, their point guard, is fouled, and Gallagher will go to the free throw line with 2:01 to play. If he makes this free throw, I think it'll be the biggest lead of the game. Number three, Ben Gallagher at the free throw line. Free throw's on its way, and it is no good. It rolled off the rim. Second free throw for Jackson County Central's Ben Gallagher. On its way, and good. He has 3 points, all 3 points in the second half, but he does have four personal fouls. That really doesn't matter right now. Montevideo needs a lot of points. They go down to Coonan. He loses the ball. Dak gets it, puts up a three. That's off the rim. Weston Rao with the rebound. With 1:45 to go, Montevideo's going to have to foul here, I think. 70-59. And Griffin almost stole the ball. Coonan, double teamed, and it's picked off by Brody Dak. Dak going in for the layup and scores. Quick timeout by Derek Webb of Montevideo. And it's 70-61 with a minute 30 to go. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with a 30-second timeout for Montevideo. They need a lot more of that, a stop and a steal and a layup. And they need Caleb Coonan to hit some threes. Coonan was on fire in the first half with 6 3-pointers and a bucket. And Caleb hit one in the second half. He only has 5 points here in the second half for Montevideo. Well, Coach Derek Webb to my left here, drawing stuff up. They don't have much time left. A minute 30 on the clock. It's a 9-point lead for Jackson County Central. Of course, with that 3-point shot that Montevideo can make, a 9-point lead can vanish in seconds. Both teams coming back onto the floor. A minute 30 to play in this game. Montevideo, Jackson County Central get the ball. They'll have to go the full length of the court. They get it in to Gallagher. Down to Weston Rao. It's taken away. Oh, Brody Dak stole the ball. Oh, and he missed the shot. And we got a foul. Oh, my goodness. What a steal by Brody Dak. And if he would have made that basket, that would have been huge. Oh, Griffin Epham is going to go to the free throw line. That foul was on Rao, his second. So big free throws here for Griffin, down by 9 with a minute 22 to go. Griffin's free throw is no good. Missed it. And now a whistle and a foul on Montevideo's Jackson Coonan. 70-61, Jackson County Central leading by 9. With 1:21 to play, we'll go walk down the other end of the floor, and Jackson County Central's Blaze Rao, a sophomore, will shoot. He has the basketball, and the free throw's up and good. That gives him 6 points for Blaze Rao. Back to a 10-point lead for Jackson County Central. Here's the UCLA. Montevideo had a 10-point lead here in the second half, but that went away fast. Second free throw is good at number 25. So now it's an 11-point lead. Montevideo's got to put some threes up. Coonan, and it traveled. Roman Voss came up on Caleb Coonan, and Caleb was going to fake him out, and he walked with the ball. Turnover by Montevideo. A minute 14 on the clock. Someone's season is going to end. Boss all the way down the floor goes to Gallagher. Gallagher with the basketball and a whistle and a foul to stop the clock with a minute 5 to play. 72-61 Huskies. The winner of this game will play the winner of Morris and Minnewaska for the Section 3AA championship on Thursday. Morris and Minnewaska will play next after this game. At the free throw line, the Huskies number three, Ben Gallagher. His free throw's good. Second free throw coming here. That's on its way, and that's no good. Rebounded by Montevideo, stolen by Jackson County Central. Blaze Round, that'll probably do it. 75-61. Epama puts up a three. That's off the mark. No good. Rao, the big guy, Weston Rao, the football player, grabs the board, and Jackson County fans are coming to their feet with 51 seconds to play. Jackson County Central. Weston Rao go to the free throw line. Well, after what happened last year, you know, Jackson County Central wanted payback here in section play. They wanted to play Montevideo, I'm sure. Free throw is good by Rao. That gives him 18 points. How about that, this basketball team for Jackson County Central? They got two players on the starting five that are going to play Division I football next year. Second free throw is good for 19. 77-61. Montevideo with 45 seconds to go, and going down is number five scoring, Adam Van Spinsbergen. And it's 37 seconds to go. Blaze Rao with the ball. The shot clock is about a 3-point difference. 28 seconds to play in the game. 77-63 is your score. Jackson County Central dribbling it out here. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. 6 seconds, five, and they're going to give it the ball there. Shot clock violation, Montevideo inbound the ball, and that will be the ball game. 77, Montevideo inbound the ball. We'll have our Neon Needles postgame show coming up. 4.3 on the clock. Give it to Epama. Epama going to throw it down to Kunin for a 3-point shot, and that's no good. And here's your final score, Jackson County Central 77, Montevideo 63. That ends the Thunder Hawks season. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles postgame show right after this.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials, and they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits. Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports at the RE facility here in Marshall. Your final score, Jackson County Central 77, Montevideo 63. And let's go through the scoring for Jackson County Central. Leading the Huskies was their Roman Voss with 33 points in the game. He had 22 points in the second half alone. My goodness. Weston Rao, the big guy, 6'7", forward, 22 points. For Montevideo, we had Jackson Coonan with 5, Brody Dack with 9, Griffin Epema had 10, Caleb Coonan was 22. Caleb had 17 in the first half with 5 three-pointers. Nels Bockel with 3 points. Isaac Albrecht with 2. Boston Christensen with 7 off the bench. So Montevideo ends their season 26 wins and 3 losses. And they got to say goodbye to some seniors. Jackson Coonan, Brody Dack, Landon Kilbarda, Brendan Guzman, Tostin Christensen, and Nels Bockel are the seniors on the Montevideo Thunderhawks playing their last basketball game. Of course, they went to state last year, and they beat Jackson County Central to go to state last year. And now this year they met up in the South Championship game. And so Jackson County Central will play for the right to go to the state basketball tournament next, or 2 weeks, actually. A little different this year. Got to skip a week for boys basketball, I guess. Montevideo's Derek Webb, the head coach, handing out their second place medals to the team and to the managers and the assistant coaches. Mark Reitinger, Brandon Ramo, and Brady Keenitz are the assistant coaches. And Brandon and Derek are pretty good friends. And kind of sad to see the season end, that's for sure. So Jackson County Central will go on, and they're going to take on the winner of Morris. And Minnewaska will play at 2:30 here this afternoon. And at later tonight, we'll have another basketball game for you right here on Q92, and it'll be a good one. Central Minnesota Christian taking on the Wabasso Rabbits at 6 o'clock. That's tonight at Min Marshall here. The second Class A game, the South Championship, is at 8 o'clock. Hills Beaver Creek taking on Southwest Minnesota Christian. That'll wrap it up here. Our first game, our Neon Needles player of the game, there's no doubt who that is, Roman Voss. He's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And our Wow Ottawa play of the game. I'm going with Caleb Coonan with his 5 three-pointers. The first three were amazing. They were back-to-back-to-back. The Montevideo crowd was really into that. That's the Wow Ottawa play of the game. And with that, your final score, Jackson County Central 77, Montevideo 63. We'll see you at 6 o'clock tonight with Central Minnesota Christian and Wabasso.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus and Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tassel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
Packs, or if anybody was injured, there's no indication of either of those things right now. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump says that Iran is going to get hit very hard today, and this is after America and Israel continued pounding Tehran overnight. Israel says it launched a new wave of strikes overnight. The U.S. and Israel targeting ballistic missile launchers and weapons depots. Israel used 80 fighter jets to coordinate the attacks this morning.
Fox's Nate Foy reporting from Tel Aviv. Iranian officials are warning European nations against joining the war, saying if they do, they will be legitimate targets. This afternoon, President Trump is attending the dignified transfer for the six U.S. soldiers killed in the war, whom he calls heroes. He is joining grieving families at Dover Air Force Base for that solemn ceremony. Earlier today, the president hosted the Shield of America Summit in Doral, Florida, to focus on 17 Latin American countries working with the U.S. to tackle drug cartels and secure the U.S. border. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth told the group,
"It's an honor to be here and to establish in this hemisphere peace through strength. For far too long, our country's gaze was only on borders in far-flung places, not our own border, not our own hemisphere, not the Western Hemisphere."
America's listening to Fox News.
In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him the Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Protests erupted in New York City yesterday over people memorializing